Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's 2023, and yes, I made it. I say made it because sometimes we may feel like we are barely just making it. Now, it's time to transition into something different. Transitioning into loving it. Thanks for joining me and listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave, the Integrative Holistic Clinician. And over the next few months, the focus is on journaling and self-reflection. I took some time off to meditate about what was helpful to others. Sometimes that is hearing my voice with all my crazy ideas. Mostly, it's finding your voice. One way to do this is with some guided support. This season is about supporting you in your journey towards self-discovery. To accomplish this, two things are suggested. One, purchasing Heal Thy Mind, 7 Strategies Towards Mental Wellness, Happiness, and Success, and the complimentary journal, Journaling Towards Wellness, Happiness, and Success. Both are available on Amazon for a low cost. However, if money is a real challenge, contact me directly. I hope you can get the best out of this process. Remember that you also don't need the books to listen. You have choices and you can listen to this podcast in any helpful capacity. For each podcast episode, I will go through the journal touching on things that come up for me, both personally and professionally, and based on just countless of conversations. You will discover parts of my ego and personality as you get to know me through this process. Some you may appreciate, and some you'll just pass on. And all of that is absolutely okay. This journal practice is about you and ways to improve your wellness, happiness, and success. This is why I created this simple plan, the 7 strategies I keep talking about. Let's refresh. 1. O. is for observation to address one's spiritual health. 2. C is for compassion to address and manage one's ego health. 3. T. T is for therapy to address the mental and emotional health. 4. A is definitely for animals to address the playfulness and childlike behaviors, but also considering animals and pets to be supportive in this process. Then there's 5. V is for victims, one's nutritional health. 6. E is for exercise, one's physical health. And then there's 7. S. S is for socializing, relational health. But remember, keeping the primary focus on the self and less on others. This journal is a tool. Some cognitive behavioral stuff, a little play therapy with a dash of psychodynamic techniques. It is not therapy. You are not in treatment. This is not a nutritional consultation or means of doing biofeedback, all of which I'm qualified to do. However, you are simply a listener. I am trying to help those who can't afford, have time for, are nervous, or are antsy about good enough psychotherapy. This may be your first step. Maybe your only step. Maybe you're stepping through the front door. You're curious. And no matter what, you are taking the step towards wellness. You have many options in how you listen. You can decide to follow along with me in your journal. You can journal before or after you listen to this episode. Another idea may be to listen while engaged in another activity, such as walking, cleaning the house, or eating a healthy meal. You have options. It's your choice. And thank you for your support. But more importantly, thank you for your willingness to walk down the path towards wellness. So, let's get started. This podcast is not intended for medical, psychological, mental health, or legal advice. However, I am a licensed professional. This podcast is intended for information only. It is not a formal treatment. Although I provide nutritional consultations, this is not a nutritional evaluation. Although the benefits of biofeedback are positive, this podcast is not a formal treatment. By listening, you are agreeing to these terms. You should seek a professional for individual and specific questions regarding your overall wellness, happiness, and success. Remember, if you are experiencing a mental health crisis, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. Dun, 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 dun. Who's ready to engage with me in a playful way? Go grab your organic source, possibly vegan source of omega-3s to clear the mind, break down the mucus in the body, then go get your chlorophyll to cleanse the blood, because we're going to be playful today. And in thinking about that, in reflection of your week, what worked well? What worked well this week? What's going on that's good in life? Maybe taking a few moments just to kind of reflect on that. What is good? What needs some support? What are the things maybe that you reflect on that need maybe just a little bit more support in your life? Maybe you want to work on movement of the body. Maybe you want to work on your diet and nutrition. Maybe you want to practice different forms of being observant. Which leads me to think about what has been your observation. How are you being mindful, intentional about calming the mind, controlling the thoughts? Are you being compassionate towards yourself? Are you giving grace towards you? How is that therapy / therapeutic activities coming along? What are you curious about? Maybe willing to try? What have you tried? Today, the journal entry is going to be about being playful, this animal part of ourselves. But it doesn't discount kind of going through the list and making for sure you're getting enough nutrients into the body. You're selecting foods that bring you towards wellness, happiness, success. You're moving the body. You're moving the cells. Movement is energy, and we're going to need some energy today. Chlorophyll, that's going to help. It's going to make the skin beautiful with all that vitamin A. And are you spending time with you? Are you socializing with yourself? Are you saying thank you? I love you. I appreciate you. Are you giving yourself hugs? And maybe a little tickle here and there? Yeah. Your body can be playful too. That brings us to our journal reflection question today. What type of play did I enjoy as a child? I had so much fun just really having the opportunity, the space, the tenderness to reflect on this question. I'd like to share a little bit of that with you. What type of play did I enjoy as a child? I have some positive and fun memories of my childhood experiences. I have some sad and painful memories from childhood as well. When I think about how I played as a child, I went back to elementary school. I was the type that liked hopscotch and jump rope. I played kickball until I broke a finger. I rode my bike and spent a lot of time at the beach growing up. I played with my older brother because he was also active too. However, we mostly fought and wrestled with each other. We were physical siblings, I'll say. I also played with dolls, Barbies, but mostly because my friends, they enjoyed those activities. My play told stories about what was going on internally for me. My play was aggressive. My play was filled with experiences about sadness, loneliness, and struggles to fit in. My play was imaginative. Yeah, I had fantasies about being famous, being noticed, being different. I played alone with my brother and friends. In reflection, the part I enjoyed most about play was the outlet it provided me. It allowed me to gain and understand more about the pain and sadness and get all that stuff out. Play was a place I could use my body to help sort out all the trauma and attachment stuff I had as a child. I could externalize my experience and didn't have to worry about internalizing it. I think this is probably why I was not depressed as a child. I was happy even when all the sad and bad stuff was happening around me. And I did experience bad stuff happening to me as well. I guess my perception changed when the bad stuff was happening. In reflection, it wasn't really happening to me. I had the experience it was happening for me because it taught me about pain and suffering and happiness and joy. As a child, play was therapeutic. This is probably why I use play as a form of treatment in my work with children, teens, adults, and even those who are older. Sometimes, people are born into families where play is not experienced. Other times, people are born into families where play is not enjoyable, and it's connected to abuse, neglect, maltreatment, or even trafficking. Then there are those who never learn to play. I meet all sorts of people with all sorts of childhood experiences. Where do you fall when you reflect on what type of play did you enjoy as a child? What's coming up? Listen. Listen to the body. Are you aware of any sensations, changes in temperature going on in the body as you think and reflect on what your play was like as a child? Go back to your earliest childhood experience. I have memories from preschool. I recall two memories. One in which me and one or two other girls my age would tell scary stories in the bathroom. On a particular day, someone had learned about this Bloody Mary stuff, and we went into the bathroom, turned off all the lights, and repeated her name three times. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary! Well, nothing happened, but it was scary, exciting, thrilling, and even a little bit more scary for us little girls. It was a thrill for me. There was no abuse. It was three girls having fun learning how to navigate and take risks. To this day, something I still venture out to do every once in a while. I don't do the Bloody Mary stuff, but I do take risk. Then, my second memory. There was a boy. Part of this experience was provided to me by my mother, though, because she has, you know, these memories. Sometimes we reflect on our childhood experiences about our memories that are told to us by other adults in the family. Sometimes they're not our memories. But there are also benefits in terms of understanding who we are. Our memories are given to us in all sorts of ways. And part of this memory was given to me by my mom. Okay, so let's get back to the second memory. It was a boy. You know, he was nice and sweet, at least from the part that I think I remember. My mom reminded me that he was this chunky little Caucasian boy. This boy would follow me around school everywhere I went. He showed up. He did everything I asked him to do, and he was also very protective. He gave me all sorts of gifts, and he was just happy to be around me. My mom told me about his adoration for me, but that I would soon break his heart because I played with other kids. I would say, even to this day, there are parts of my personality that do like to be adored with others. And there's the ego. It came out again. The ego is at a point in which I can admit and share this about myself because this is something that needs to be worked through in my personality. You know, the stuff we all kind of got to sort out. So when you go back to childhood, what childhood memories and experiences do you come up with? You know, our ego, it's there. It's present in childhood, and it will continue to manifest itself in similar ways in adulthood. Just be open, willing, and have access to resources to help support and guide you to finding the answer. Now, this is your opportunity for you to feel and experience the question. What type of play did you enjoy as a child? Explore and play with those memories that you have. Do you remember details, names, people, experiences? Are there associations with colors and smells? Maybe they're small moments, bits of a moment in your memory. Reflect on you as a child and maybe what is similar to you as an adult. Do you like being adored as a child? And as an adult, similar to me, ego, get out of there. Or did you have a person personality that liked to take risk and venture out and try new things? Just curious. How were you different or the same as the other children you played with? Reflecting in this moment, whatever capacity that you may have, and explore what type of play did you enjoy in your childhood. I'd also just like to note, you know, in this reflection, knowing and accepting that some may have childhoods that were abusive, destructive, neglectful, traumatizing. Did you learn to play? or have other experiences where play was not encouraged, accepted, or appreciated. Whatever the experience, it's your experience and your opportunity for growth. This isn't about this isn't about judgment. This is about understanding you and what type of play you did as a child, enjoyable or not. What was your play like as a child? And just taking a few moments in whatever capacity that is helpful or useful, meaningful to you and your reflection. Noting there are always many opportunities for you to jot down your ideas, whether you keep a journal, whether you're taking notes on your phone or in some other source of technology. If you're choosing to do an audio recording or some sort of audio expression of the type of play you did as a child, all of that can be helpful in you rediscovering your true, authentic self. Have fun with this and be playful. Thank you for listening to the Trauma and Social Work Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave. Please share this podcast with others, like if there is a button to do so, and subscribe to my channel. This helps me know the work is meaningful, and I will continue to share simple techniques to help you move towards wellness, happiness, and success. This is also part of the bigger plan, a movement towards affordable group sessions and annual retreats. I will end by saying, in order to complete the journey of life successfully, everyone needs to evolve spiritually. Ancient Kemetic proverb.